bring in Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. His team on its way to Tampa to take on Siena on Friday night in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
We're good. And does it fire you and your guys up when you hear right away Seth Davis or, you know, people like us, you know, making predictions? And I know Seth picked Siena to knock off you guys, you know, as soon as the brackets were announced. Does that sort of thing motivate you, or is that overblown a little bit?
Oh, I don't know that it's overblown. I think that it's a real thing. You know, you have people no sooner than the pairings are announced that really just don't seem to have any respect for what your team's done, and it's happened all 3 years that we've been in the tournament. I mean, people immediately picked Western Michigan in 2004, and it was really overwhelming last year with the people picking George Washington. So we're used to it, but it certainly is. It serves as motivation if you allow it to.
Kevin, we talked about this with Joe Fisher. Siena likes to press. You guys have handled pressure, I think, a lot better against Arkansas and Tennessee, but they also have four guys that can drop 20 to 25 on you, including their swingman, Ubiles, and also their two-guard, Kenny Hasbrook, who has that NBA body and can dribble penetrate, something that has given your team some trouble on occasion.
Well, you know, Mark, they have some good players, obviously, and they've beaten Stanford, and they played Syracuse at Syracuse very close, and they've got a good team, so we'll have to be sharp defensively, and their wings are good. They've got an undersized four-man, Franklin, who seems to be very effective, and their point guard is actually Chuck Moore's little brother. So little Vanderbilt connection there, and Chuck was one of our former players, and so they have a good team. They like to get up and down the floor, but you don't get to this point and face a team that's not capable unless maybe you're a one seed.
I'm fascinated to see how AJ Ogilvie responds here, because you guys should have an advantage inside, and you used him awfully well, especially in the first tournament game in Atlanta. So, it, again, should be interesting, his first foray into the NCAAs.
Well, you never know how guys are going to react, and my guess is that AJ will do just fine, and we will certainly see what they can do with him, because he's a definite focal point of what we do offensively. So he's going to get the ball, and they're going to have to figure out a way to stop him. Not to say that they can't, but they're going to get the opportunity to, because we're going to throw it to him.
You know, I'm constantly amazed at how good of hands he has. It seems like when the ball goes into him, he just doesn't lose it or, you know, have it knocked away. Is that something that you can't teach, or is that something he learned in Australia? Or, you know, how do you account for that?
I think great hands, Kevin, are it's kind of like great speed. I think it's just something that you're born with. Like speed, I think it's something that can be improved. But I think if you have great hands, that you were born with them, and that's certainly the case with AJ. I think that he was just born with terrific hands, and that's good, because the guys really have a lot of confidence when they go to feeding the ball in the post.
Kevin, also with Ogilvie, do you feel like one of his weaknesses is not getting to the rim enough to maybe get to the line more, that he has to, I mean, he has great hands, he's got a great left, he can do certain things almost like the kid out in UCLA, they got similar games, because they don't have that quick first step to get to the rim in his explosion?
Well, I think that I would not say that his ability to get to the rim, because everything he does, Frank, is to go. I mean, it's,
well, maybe just go strong and maybe go for more dunks where it's like a power game.
He's not as explosive as some guys are, and I think that affects his ability to sometimes get up over people. But he plays through contact fairly decently. He's gotten to the foul line, really a ton for us, 221 times in wow. in 33 games. And so, you know, he shot over twice as many free throws as anybody on our team. So he's done a great job of getting to the foul line. But in terms of his ability to elevate up over the top of other premier athletes, that's a place where he does struggle.
Kevin, you look at these tournament games, and they're always, you know, dragged out by the extra commercials and so forth, and you hear that, well, you know, having the longer breaks favors a certain style of play. Do you agree with that? And if so, who do you think what type of game is favored by that?
Well, I think a team with a shorter bench gets a little bit of an advantage because of the length of the timeouts, and your bench does not have to be as deep in the NCAA tournament, because I think the timeouts are either, I think they're 2 minutes and 15 seconds, 2 minutes and 30 seconds long, and it really seems like an eternity over there after with the timeouts in the regular season being 90 seconds. It's just amazing how much longer, you know, that seems. But So I think that if your team has a little bit of a shorter bench, that in the tournament, I don't want to say that you're advantaged, but you're just not at as much of a disadvantage, because you can keep, let's just play, say you play six or seven guys, you can keep those guys much more rested that way.
Kevin, your team is so much harder to guard when especially Red Gordon is on offensively. He looked good in Atlanta. Does that give you a good vibe as he goes into the tournament?
Yeah, it does, Mark. He's been good in practice thus far this week. And Red is a really, really good competitor. But he certainly is kind of a difference maker for us, because when he is, you know, it was a little bit like Dan Cade's last year. When Dan was shooting the ball well and when he was on, it made us a different team, because generally speaking, Derek and Shane were going to do their part, and Dan was kind of our third scorer a year ago, and that's sort of the role that Red has this year. The good thing is if Red isn't on, you know, there have been nights when Jermaine has stepped up, Ross has stepped up. So, but we need, really what we need is two of those three guys. If we're going to make a deep run, we need two of those three guys to be point producing guys in this tournament, so that the burden doesn't always fall on Shane and AJ.
Kevin, best of luck as you get things started in the tournament on Friday. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thank you.